Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to check out Shiner's Oktoberfest. 5.7% ABV Märzen style beer, like normal for an Oktoberfest, I would say. This is seasonal. This is 2024. When I looked it up on Untappd, it does look like they have like the original one, then maybe a 23, a 24, and some other one. When I look them up, I just click on it and go just to make sure or try not to see all the scores before I review it. But this is 2024, so that's what I put in for this. I'm not sure how much this was. I don't think it was too expensive, but there is not. It's probably a twist off. There's not a price tag on it. But let's go ahead and get it into a glass, see what I think. I've been picking up more Shiners. Seems like they have a lot of seasonal releases. Maybe in the years past, I've just looked past them. Our big Megabev around here, it's not with all the other beers. No, this I got this one at the smaller one in Portage. It's not... It seems like Megabev, at least around my area, they're going to more in the cases to keep them cold. And there's very few that are in a shelf. And this is one that I found on the shelf. So why they're doing that, I don't know. Maybe because people are complaining they want to drink them right away and they can't if they're not in a case. But yeah, it is what it is. Head's dying down pretty quickly. Would you want to head on this? I would say yes, but that's just me. If you're drinking it out of the bottle, it's not really going to matter. Yeah, copper. Copper color, pretty clear. Yeah, you can see my face through that. And here's the bottle. I don't think the bottle's changed, but I could be wrong. Let's go ahead and smell. Malty sweetness, a little caramel toffee coming through. Is there something on the bottom of that glass? Coming through. That's kind of it. It did smell... I almost want to say a touch of fruit, which would be kind of weird. But yeah, that sweeter maltiness... With that caramel, that toffee. I think the caramel sweetness, I get more than the toffee, but there is some toffee in there. Then, yeah, a touch of fruit. I almost want to say, like, a cherry that has a whole bunch of caramel over it. Yeah, but for the most part, smells good. Maybe a little like bread crust in there. A hint of that malty sweetness could be that bread crust. Let's go ahead and try it. Is there a touch of rye in there too? Am I just thinking things today? I want to say, like, because I said rye up front. Not a burnt, but a toasted bread crust. Maybe a touch of rye bread crust in there. Going back about mid-palate, that sweet caramel toffee starts coming out. A little bitterness. I'm going back to toast. Like burnt toast giving you a little bit of bitterness in there. Yeah, I think the body's right. In between medium or light and medium, maybe pushing a little bit more towards medium on this. I'm getting like a rye, like a spiciness coming off. That's why I was saying like a rye bread, a rye toasted bread in there with a lot of sweetness in the middle. Like I was saying, it's almost like you get that bread up front, that sweet caramel in the middle, then that bread. Burnt bread, a little bitterness in the back end of it. Yeah, I think a fine Oktoberfest beer, definitely one for the fall. We're still hot here in Lower Michigan, so not one I would want to drink a six-pack of. but that's just me. But 3.75 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check on tap, see what they're saying. So again, this is the 2024 version I'm looking at on Untappd. 261 people, 3.74 out of 5. Malty, smooth, bread, caramely, roasty. Yep, pretty much. Let's just see if anybody said anything about this, and it's not looking like it. Nope, and that is a different bottle. But yeah, it is what it is. If you're into Oktoberfest beers, probably one you should pick up and give it a try if you have it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.